So we are today with Carmen Marsico and Angela Rossi, vocals of the Neupoli, a group of the Mediterranean pools nurtured by a contemporary beat. Neupoli will be in Albuquerque and Santa Fe very soon, and we'll talk with the leaders, two female singers leaders of this group, Carmen Marsico and Angela Rossi, about their work Mediterranean and also their tour that will be soon in Albuquerque and Santa Fe. Welcome to our show, Carmen and Angela.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ciao.
Ciao.
Ciao. Allora, so Carmen and Angela, whoever wants to tell me first, or if you, let's have this conversation about this work that you title, or the title is Mediterranean, and the first thing that really grabbed and caught my attention is that emigration and immigration is one of the topics and is one of the main songs that we'll listen after this conversation, during this conversation. Is this topic of emigration, immigration, that is so strong, and it looks also in the cover of the CD, in the design, in the art, in the lyrics, why so strong in this work?
Well, this is Carmen. Because most of our members in the band are immigrants, and so the topic is very dear to us and very close to us, we just felt that we needed to talk about it and express our thoughts and comments and maybe through music make people more aware of the issue. Mm-hmm. So the first song that you're talking about, So Immigrant, Immigrant, which is I'm an immigrant, it's actually, I wrote the lyrics thinking of my personal experience, because in Italy, I was born in Italy, and I was born in the northeast of Italy from parents that immigrated from the south. So even though I was Italian, in that part of Italy, I was considered like a foreigner, because I didn't speak the dialect that they spoke there. I didn't have that accent. My parents, I mean, I looked different than other people. So I felt a little bit, you know, I had to find a way to adjust myself, and it was difficult growing up, and then eventually got better. And then I moved to the States to study music, as Angela did and some other people. So I needed to adjust again. And so this was like a very, like a continuous fight with myself and the society around. And I wanted to express my feelings, like that it's difficult. You feel the nostalgia, but you want to, you know, follow your path and see how things will go in the specific place where you decided to set your roots. And since a lot of people are moving around in these days, we thought that it was a nice way to put it, at least in that specific song. And so those are the lyrics. This is the theme. And then we used the sounds of the south of Italy to express that. And the other fantastic thing I was able to do is that I wrote it in the original dialect from the little village where my parents are from, which is one of the millions of dialects that we have in Basilicata. And the village is called Pignola, so the dialect is called Pignolese. And it was really fun to work with my mom, because I knew a little bit, but I needed her help. So it was a continuous
translation
phone calls and say, how do you say that? La, la, la. So it was cool in that way. I don't know if I answered your question.
Yes.
Yes. And I was thinking also, when I heard first the song, I didn't think about you as an immigrant inside the same country, but I was thinking also all the immigrants, which is a great way of putting it, like being foreigner in your own homeland. And that's a feeling that lots of people feel. And at the same time, Italy is in a very controversial time regarding immigration coming towards Italy. Yeah. Is also this reflected on your work?
Yes, absolutely. Because so Emigrante, like Carmen said, she was sort of talking about a biographical experience that applies to a lot of immigrants, right? You immigrate, sometimes you migrate more than once in your life and you feel a little out of place. So that was the, and then though we reflected on a more global view in a way. And so the concept of the album Mediterraneo is really about that. Mediterraneo, that's why we have also that sort of subtitle to that song, Mediterraneo, which is the sea that should unite us and not divide us. That's the sort of the motif that we were thinking about, because the sea is sort of a connector for populations for many, many years, for thousands of years to reach, you know, other places. So it should, in reaching other cultures by moving around, right? Because we're bringing our food culture, our culture of food, our, you know,
music.
Exactly. Arts. So we bring that with us when we move. So the idea is, you know, not being so afraid of this sort of ever-changing picture, right? And not become too overprotective about, oh my God, we are going to lose our traditions. No, we can enrich our traditions. So we wanted to write something about this crisis that is sort of throughout the whole Mediterranean and Europe, and not only actually, because we were speaking of the US as well, right?
I can guess that. I can read, I can listen to your songs and the lyrics to that, even without that explanation, how the meaning is so broad, you know, and it's such a crisis we are having these days in the whole world. Mm-hmm. So we need personal points of view, but at the same time, we can read it in different ways. So let's listen to this song. How would you introduce this song, I Am an Immigrant? What's the title in Pignolese? And what's the rhythm we're going to listen to now?
The rhythm is a slow tarantella, slow pizzica mainly. And so emigrant, that's how we say it in Pignolese. It's the way we pronounce it. Mm-hmm. So I'm an immigrant. But it's a slow tarantella and that is it.
Okay, let's listen to that, and then we'll be back in this conversation with Carmen Marsico and Angela Rossi from the Newpoli group. We were listening to this song, I Am an Immigrant, from the Mediterraneo album by Newpoli. And we are today in this show with Carmen Marsico and Angela Rossi, lead vocals of the Newpoli group that will be coming very soon to Albuquerque and New Mexico. You were telling us that this is a group of song we were listening to was a kind of tarantella, and you also mentioned a word, pizzica or pizzicata. So what is this kind? I love that word, and I had the chance to listen to some of those taranta groups and bands in southern Italy. But let us know, tell us, what is this, what does it mean, this word regarding music, and also from where does it come?
Absolutely. So this is Carmen talking. Pizzica means pinch or bite,
and
it's a word that it's started to be used in the southern part of Apulia, which is the heel or the boot, if someone is familiar with the geography of Italy. And
So the area is actually called Salento, and that's where the whole legend started, the whole story. So pizzica refers to the bite of the small spider, the tarantula, that was believed in ancient times to cause an illness called tarantism, so where mainly women were affected, and the symptoms were like catatonic state, loss of interest in life, so a little bit of a depression, really. And they thought that it was caused by the bite of this tarantula. Why then they called the tarantella pizzica? Well, because the tarantella existed already, the rhythm existed probably imported from Greece, from like an evolution of the some ancient rhythms in Greece. But they saw that this particular rhythm and like the instruments that were used to play this tarantella were really effective in the healing of the people. So the family that had the sick person would call a group of musicians, this group of musicians would really stay at the house for about a week almost, or sometimes more, playing every day and trying to resuscitate the woman or man sometimes from this catatonic state. And they were trying different rhythms, and then they realized that the pizzica, I mean, this particular tarantella worked, because the high pitch of the violin or flute or the guitar and the tambourine zills would eventually wake up the person from
Sometimes it would take weeks
yeah
at the time
yeah
for
so
the ill person to slowly
come out.
wake up
So
and
this
stop.
might be a healing. I know you're going to plan to have some workshops in
Well,
Albuquerque and
in reality, I
so
always want to
maybe we
say
can go
this.
and have some rhythm sessions.
Well,
Maybe the whole
in reality, the
country we need to
dance
do that.
existed
Before.
before. The dance existed before because it is a courtship dance. But then they saw that this particular rhythm was working in waking up the person. And I think, not just me, but whoever studied this phenomenon thinks that it wasn't really the bite of a tarantula, because it's not really poison, but it was really
Not in Italy. We don't have such a
yeah,
poisonous spider.
no. But it was more of a social problem, and women were more affected because with the hard work in the fields, collecting the tobacco or
Wheat.
tomatoes and stuff like that, they were overworked, and then they had to work at home and family, and so at some point they were really probably
Exhausted.
going into depression, and not able to get it out, to get out, like just step out of it. And so that's what I mean, that's how psychologists analyze the phenomenon. I do think that it's probably that.
Yeah, overexhausted. They didn't have the word for stress and traumatic or trauma, but those times were.
Sometimes this is Angela. Sometimes we joke about it during concerts, but we don't consider ourselves healers using that type of tarantella.
No.
If it happens, I mean, often music is healing anyway.
Well, dance actually,
While dancing, yes.
yeah, dance and
Yeah.
music are very effective against depression, they say.
Right. And in that way,
Yeah.
we definitely bring the dance to our show. And so a lot of people do actually say they feel great, right? Obviously,
I
we
bet
don't consider
that.
ourselves
But
as
it's cool to know the
yes,
story
the
and
yes,
the history of
absolutely. Because with this dance, it was not only for for just to entertain. It had the very particular purposes. You were talking, in the meantime, we were talking about women in this case. I was wondering, is it common that two female singers are the leaders of an ensemble like this that is playing Southern Italian music?
It is, actually. I mean, it's very, like, I have to say, the South of Italy tradition when it comes to music and bands does not privilege male singers. No. It's very balanced. Mm-hmm. If you go to the South, you will see sometimes a woman, sometimes a man, sometimes two men, sometimes two women, sometimes one man and a woman. Right. And it's really typical and, you know, and it's... in our case, it just happened. You know, we met in school, and so we had a good connection, and we kept it.
I can hear that. So the other thing I would like to share with our listenership is about the instruments you have in this group. I know you have very particular instruments for which I would first ask you to choose one of the songs that you think it might illustrate more about the instruments, and then we can talk about the instruments you are blending or you are bringing into this into your work, into these concerts that they are going to feature here. What could be the songs from one song? And let's share one song first, and then we'll talk about the instruments from the Mediterraneo album or even from a prior album, Nun Te Vuta. Which song do you think we can play now to talk about the particular unique taste, talking about the instruments?
I mean, there are a couple, but so the one traditional, Pizzica degli Ucci, you can really hear the main instrument, which is the chitarra battente, which is a traditional guitar played in most regions in the south of Italy, together with the classical guitar. Right. But this particular guitar that is played by actually our colleague and the other artistic director, Bjorn Vennels, it's very important in our music. It's quite important. And it recalls a little bit the Baroque guitar. Mm-hmm. But it's the folk guitar that it's used, you know, in Naples, Calabria, and also Salento. So it's often used for the pizzica styles. And we use it in a lot of our songs because it's very pretty. The sound is fantastic.
And it has that sort of a projection.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely louder than a normal guitar. Mm-hmm. And then we have the tambourines. Right. And Fabio Pirozzolo is our tambourine player, and he is a collector. He has amazing tambourines. And the tambourine is so important in this music. Without tambourine, we don't have the music.
Okay, so we're going to listen to now to Pizzica degli Ucci, and after that we'll talk more about this music. We are listening to this song, Pizzica degli Ucci, from this album Mediterraneo by Neupoli. And we are today in this show with Carmen Marsico and Angela Rossi, vocals of the Neupoli group, who will be very soon in New Mexico. And then at the end of our interview, I'll read all the times and dates they'll be playing and performing and holding some workshops. So, Carmen and Angela, we were listening to this song, and we're talking about instruments, but I would like to have some thoughts from you, because all your songs are in different dialects, and In spite of the fact that I speak Italian as well, I couldn't. I thought this is not. I couldn't understand almost anything about the lyrics, and I love the sound of these languages. Is this a political statement? Why did you choose the lyrics in these languages instead of the official language that these days we know as Italian?
Okay, this is Angela speaking. I wouldn't say that that was a political statement. I don't know. I think that it goes with the styles that we chose to use in a way. Sometimes it does. Sometimes we took our liberties. But
we thought of our roots.
Right, right.
So if Angela was to sing the lead, and she's, you know, like her roots are from Naples, we said, well, you should sing in Neapolitan, that specific song. Or and in my case, because, you know, I sometimes it was the lead, I decided to sing in Pignolese, but not all the time.
But also I want to say, it's not completely, to answer your, you know, little provocation there, it's not completely unlikely that we will not in the future compose in Italian, because we're talking about it. But you can find your obviously your, the translation in the booklet, of the CD. It was more a choice of, yeah, going back to our roots and tradition, and so the language. And as you know, before 1861, you know, Italian meant pretty much, it meant nothing, because it was all different languages, right? Yeah. And so it was a sort of a artificial unification in a way that happened, and they unified all, you know, because they wanted to have a common language for the whole country once it became a whole country. But if you think about it, it's quite recent in the history of Italy. So,
and everybody still speak their dialect.
Exactly.
And
if you go to the south, to Naples or to Basilicata or to Sicily.
It's a little bit, I think, because we also performed in universities quite a lot for Italian departments. It was also a little bit educational to make, you know, people understand that, yes, you learn in Italian, but remember that there are all those dialects that are actually languages, because, I mean, of course, not all are considered languages, but Neapolitan is considered a language because poetry was written in Neapolitan and songs in Neapolitan, and more they're trying with different dialects to, you know, elevate them to a certain level, because they are important. If we forget about them, or if they get, you know, they disappear, I think the identity of that specific region would kind of get forgot. And I think it's important that, I mean, I don't know. For me, it's important that people know, and it's important for me to
That's Italian too. That's Italian too.
Yeah.
So we are close to the ending of our interview. I would like to know who will be the musicians that will accompany you in your tour here in New Mexico.
Oh, we'll be all.
You'll be all? Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
Okay.
So it'll be us, as you know, Angela Rosy Carmen Marsico. And it'll be Bjorn Vennos on chitarra battente. He will play mandola. Will he play classical guitar?
Yes.
Yes, he will. And he will also sing some background vocals. And then we'll have Fabio Pirozzolo, who also sings quite a bit. It's nice to have a little bit of contrast, you know, where we have a male voice and he plays the tamburellos and dumbek and small percussions. Then we have Jussi Reijonen, who plays a beautiful Middle Eastern instrument, the oud, and the mandola.
He doesn't look, and his last name doesn't sound like Italian. Where is he from? Because yours is like
Finland.
A word, Italian.
He's another immigrant.
But he's funny. His story is really interesting because he's from Finland, but he grew up in the Middle East.
Okay. Right?
Because his family moved there for quite a long time. So that's why
he mastered the oud, this beautiful instrument, which really adds a lot of flavor to our music. We wanted to also showcase that connection that Italian music, Southern Italian music, has with Middle Eastern music. It's very, very much stronger than people think. So we definitely, in this album, we wanted to showcase that. And he's going to play mandola. And then we have Daniel Myers, Dan, the man, we call him, because he plays all sorts of wind instruments. He's playing all recorders and ocarina and an instrument from Naples called charamella and some frame drums as well. And will he have the zampogna for this?
Yes, I really. Oh, yeah, so it's really a fusion.
I'm so excited about the zampogna. You know what the zampogna is, Christine?
Let us know.
So zampogna is a bagpipe from Italy,
from the south.
From the south of Italy, and it's built taking basically the body of a goat.
Mm-hmm. Well, not in his case anymore, fortunately.
Now it will become more sort of.
Now he has a Gore-Tex bag.
He doesn't have a goat anymore, but no. He used to, and they still build them in Naples. Mm-hmm. So that's the traditional instrument. Mm-hmm. Used to be made with goat skin, but now is, you know, in synthetic material.
Some and some, it depends.
Well, so. Whatever kind that we can have on hand can be a musical instrument, so... I understand that was one of the materials.
It's very beautiful to see him play that instrument. And then we have Karen Bursiaga, our beautiful violinist, and who will be playing some small percussions as well. And then we have Jeff McAuliffe on bass. And so we are excited to bring the whole group, actually, because it's not easy to bring the whole group on the road.
Yeah, that's why I was asking if you'll bring all of them. We want to highlight and tell to our listeners when and where you'll be playing, and please check if everything is okay. I'm going to read that. And the Neupoli will be on January the 28th, Tuesday at 12 p.m. in the Special Collections Library. On January the 28th, Tuesday as well, at 8:30 p.m., this will be in the Towers, and this is in Rufina Street in Santa Fe. Then on January the 29th, Wednesday, Neupoli will be at the Cherry Hills Library in Albuquerque, New Mexico. On Thursday, January the 30th, this will be in the South Broadway Cultural Center. This is at 1 p.m. and this is Neupoli for Kids. That night at 7:30 p.m. at the Cooperage, this also in Albuquerque at 7:30 p.m. January the 31st, Friday at 1 p.m. and this will be in Albuquerque, the North and Fourth Theater, and this will be at 1 p.m. And then that same day at night at 7:30 p.m., Paradiso in Santa Fe, which is located in 903 Early Street. If you want to know more information about when and where Neupoli will be performing these days, just go to AMP Concerts and you'll find more information there and also on our KNN website. So, Angela and Carmen, I really want to thank you for this interview. And we look forward to see you soon in Albuquerque and Santa Fe.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Grazie.
Grazie a te.
Grazie a te per averci invitati.
Prego.